This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My best friend. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and our perspectives on things, including the election, pre-election jitters. Most people are reflecting what Victoria is saying, let's get this done. Jennifer's tried and failed to escape talking about this on her local Los Angeles program. It's pretty much all about that. So here's my question. All of the reports that are coming in on early voting suggest that it's a tighter race. But there are those who are taking the opportunity in the news media to say the signs still look good for Clinton. What I want to know is, where are they getting this data? How is it that people know how the early absentee ballots that have already been cast, I didn't think those were supposed to be counted and acknowledged or publicized until the day of the election. Hello, this swings people's idea or gives people something, well, it was going better there, I should vote this way. What the hell is this all about?
And where did this come from? They basically count the number of returned ballots from Democrats and the number of returned ballots from Republicans.
So it says on the outside of the ballot, which I took as you choose your ballot. Are you a Democrat?
Correct.
Or a Republican? So what do we need to do about fixing that? That's just
so
wrong.
So basically, they're not really, I mean, you could have a million Democrats voting for Trump. You could have a million Republicans voting for Clinton.
So
you
it's would bogus never, and we shouldn't pay attention
well,
to
it? Well, it's not a great predictor, but it is just, it kind of tells you if people are voting their party, where things stand. And that's what they use those numbers for. I think early voting just in general stinks. I think if you can't make it to the, I mean, voting is our duty,
some
right?
Some states in Oregon, you can't vote unless you have a, you got to mail the vote in.
Right.
I didn't know that. Do you know that?
In another state, too. I think Colorado is all by mail.
Really?
I mean, there are no polling places.
No
it's
polling
just mail
places.
Only.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think just leaves you, I feel like that leaves you open for a lot of fraud. I mean, once a ballot leaves your hand, how do you know exactly what happens to it? It's kind of a weird thing.
And you're trusting the Postal Service? I mean,
okay. I don't know about this early voting.
I said exit, like, maybe, but. Yeah,
we have Election Day. Go to the polls.
Well, we should have Election Weekend. It ought to be in the good weather instead of the middle of, or as the weather gets horrible on a Tuesday. What in the world are we, why are we sit still for this stuff?
I can actually answer the question for you.
Please. But you want me to ask the question first, or you know what?
No,
you
actually did without realizing it. The reason that it's on the first, or the, yeah, the first Tuesday.
First Tuesday.
Second
actually
Tuesday.
Because it's the second Tuesday now.
It's the second Tuesday in November. The reason for that is that Tuesday was picked because we were pretty much like it's an old decision because people would go to church and usually you'd have to go vote and you'd actually have to travel to go vote. So people would not be able to get there in time, leave church on Sunday and be somewhere Monday to vote. So that's why voting was on Tuesday, and November was chosen because being an agrarian society, people like the crops were
all done.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's
crops,
over now.
Crops were done and it was before the real winter weather kicked in, and so that's why they picked November.
I love that our country has so many things that are based on the 1700s. It's like so progressive of us.
Well, if I can get on a plane in London and be home in 6.5 hours, I think we could probably manage to get people to the polls, don't you think, on some day other than the first or second Tuesday of November and all that. So, well, yeah, that's the tradition and that's the story.
I mean, the Electoral College, it's so people could, you know, because they couldn't leave their farms.
We're screwed by the Electoral College. My vote doesn't count, depending on how I vote, in Massachusetts, any more than Jennifer's counts in California, depending on how she votes. So, and then I'm looking, the other thing is, excuse me, we were talking about how this cycle just keeps going around, around, around. If you look at the financial markets, excuse me, specifically gold, the metals markets, though, in general, I liked in livestock commodities. If you want to look across the whole commodity scheme of things, the early November trade has been very rough because there's so much up and down I don't think most people know this unless you're in the markets or you're trading or you're really watching your 401k or whatever it is that you may have for investments. But the stuff has gone up and down like a yo-yo because every day there's some new crazy story about who's going to win, and then the markets are betting on this and then they're betting on that. And it just shows you how flaky it is. And by the way, this more goes to Victoria's contention. This is harmful for our psyche, our society, our country. This long protracted, I bet you, 5 minutes after the election results are on all the television networks next Tuesday night, there'll be, who's going to run in 4 years? Well, and we'll go through this same damn circus again because we put up with it. We have television networks built around it. Fox, CNN, MSNBC. It's all about who's going to be elected to what.
It's all money. I've said for so long, why don't we have a limited amount of time and a limited amount of money?
What do they do everywhere else? European desire. Yeah. Anywhere you see a democracy, a true democracy.
So, right. So you can't buy an election. If you're the person that America wants, then you're the person America
wants.
How
much of this, though, Victoria, is built on these people that control the markets playing with us? They know when to sell, when to short, and then when to buy based on, whatever the polls say,
right,
or
prediction.
Whatever today's rumor is. And I'm wondering if that isn't part of this whole scam, frankly.
Right.
My food for thought. It is. It's a scam. Doctor, I'll tell you who is not a scam. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the medical news of the week in just a moment.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotic from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, social security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
For those calling for Dr. Ken and his report, let's get at it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, well-known national figure when it comes to cardiology, the practice of taking care of your heart, but he also has a wonderful grasp of what's going on in the medical world, the conventional medical world, the studied medical world, if you will. So let's start with canola oil and how it may be good for you. I thought this sounds counterintuitive to me, but
This is specifically how it can help you lose weight in your lower abdomen. You know, I'm not trying to boast, Doug, but you know I lost about 40 pounds in 2015.
Yeah.
But my remaining place where it's been a struggle to lose is in the lower abs. And what people will tell you who work out, who train, they'll tell you that you can't specifically lose fat in a specific spot of the body. You have to just keep working at it and work away. But the really exciting news is, this is out of the Obesity Society's annual scientific meeting, is that you can actually lose specifically lower abdominal fat by taking in canola oil. And I'm about to try this.
You mean cooking or just using it in the general?
A serving. In the article, I looked in the article, and they didn't specifically tell how much.
Of it.
They just basically said based on the energy needs of the individual. Huh. But I'm going to have at least a serving a day. In this study, in 1 month, people were losing significant amounts of lower abdominal fat, the visceral fat, the deep fat that's responsible for circulatory problems.
Well, I've got a couple of little fat molecules after my trip.
Let's all get on canola oil.
Canola oil. All right, let's get to another thing from your specialty. Here's some good news for those of you who like to eat an egg every day.
Yes. I would like to reassure people that eating an egg is safe. In fact, this comes out of the American College of Nutritional Journal, that eggs can reduce inflammation that can trigger disease. A daily egg cuts stroke risk, Doug, by 12%. Eggs contain antioxidants and are excellent sources of protein, about 6 grams in the typical egg, and as well as vitamins E, D, and A. 3.5 grams of protein if you don't eat the yolk, but don't be afraid. I eat about 4 to 6 egg yolks per week, no more than 1 per day. They don't, at that rate, increase your cholesterol, which was previously thought, but saturated fats, trans fats do, not eggs or egg yolks that have a lot in the yolk. But apparently, and I know this from myself, if you don't eat more than 1 a day, you won't increase your cholesterol eating an egg yolk.
They're just yucky, though. Ugh.
You don't like eggs?
You don't like eggs?
I don't like eggs.
Well, right. Even hard-boiled.
Well, hard-boiled's all right.
Okay. Yeah,
you got to get them really hard-boiled. Having dinner at 2 in the afternoon looks like a good idea if you want to lose weight here.
Well, this is another idea for those who've tried everything and nothing seems to work. Because, you know, more than 2 in 3 adults are considered either overweight or obese in America, increasing the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, fatty liver disease, as well as several types of cancer. But in this study, what they did was they discovered that eating between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., followed by an 18-hour daily fast, keeps appetite levels more even throughout the day, and this is in comparison of what most of us do from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. eat, which is the typical American diet.
All right, let's check in with Super Beets and get a fast overview of your recommendation for people and why they ought to use this superfood, Super Beets.
Well, we know from Nobel Prize winning information that we need to continuously make nitric oxide. It's a gas, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's used as a messenger to help the blood vessels open up so that the red blood cells carrying oxygen, after they give off the nitric oxide, then the red blood cell can get in, deliver the oxygen from head to toe. It's also used to signal body processes throughout the body, and you need to remake the nitric oxide, and you need the building blocks to make it, and that's what's so wonderful about these products. Nea 40 helps get the tank of building blocks up so it can make nitric oxide. If you need a boost of nitric oxide to avoid those high energy drinks, then you go to Super Beets.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good pop music. It'll be one of those days. It is already. Every day is one of those days. This is Pharrell Williams. His music appeals to me, frankly, in many different ways. As a pop guy, I say this all the time, but it's true. I just like pop music. I don't care for deep cuts, and I don't want to know about what this guy did 89 years ago. I just enjoy what flavors my mind is listening to good pop music. It's 24 past the hour, and that's the story with a lot of music comes from Pharrell Williams. He made a surprise appearance at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, which was pretty interesting in and of itself. Let's sort of eavesdrop.
How about we sing a song for you that Pharrell wrote that we just recorded with Pharrell? He, you know, he's from Virginia and he loves country music.
Yeah.
Talking, no action. Come on, you hear me talking around the house. Come on, you know you love to hear my mouth. We have a conversation that you know that's just fraction. Are you off talking, no action?
Wow. Is that great or what?
Not bad.
That is terrific. So we have, that's a sort of bootleg copy because he just appeared at the Grand Ole Opry. He's going to be released as a single. What do we know about this song?
We know that we just got a great piece of trivia. Justin Timberlake actually sings backing vocals on that song on the radio track because he happened to be in the next studio. He's friends with Pharrell. He popped in, met Little Big Town, and said, "Hey, can I sing on your song?" And they said, "Sure."
Why not?
So. But I think that single's going to be released really soon, along with that concert at the Grand Ole Opry.
All right, so I want to have first dibs on that, please. It'll bring a smile to the faces of everybody. All right, let's see. What else is going on musically today? There's a story, Jen, about Ed Sheeran being sued for plagiarism.
Uh-oh.
And this is a sort of background story to that.
How did you find me? Came out of nowhere like
comparative is to the last year compared to a song called Amazing that came out in 2009. Matt Cardle won for singing this on The X Factor. And so now it seems the songwriters who were responsible for Amazing are suing Sheeran for using what they say are the same 39 notes, which I think is a load. This is such a stretch.
It's pretty similar, though. It's similar, but it's not. I mean, how much of music, though, is similar?
Yeah,
I mean,
right. That's right. I said earlier, there are eight notes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's it. And what amazes me, and most everybody else who thinks it through, think over the years, we've had music for forever, it seems.
Yeah, how you've made so many combinations of it.
Of eight notes. That's it. So bound sooner or later to have the. Remember all that time we gave Jen a couple of years ago to Coldplay being sued by Strafacci or Strariacci or whatever his name was, the guitar.
What was his name?
It was something close to that.
Viviani, Stevani. Yeah. I don't remember. But yeah, it was. And then we found out that that same song was used in a bunch of different a bunch of different ways.
Right, yeah. So I remember Coldplay. He showed up, there was an injunction that was going to keep him from singing it at a concert, and this guy showed up with some of the local law enforcement people, and they gave him a check for $85,000, and he went away. That was settled. See you later, alligator. All right, interesting musical stories, 28 after here on Good Day. This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Sign now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps. And you can even integrate Sign now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code radio to start your free trial.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Plus four. That would be 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Victoria Keelan, my friend Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. There's a story out of Texas. I wonder why these things happen, how it gets this far. This is a community that has been asked to deal with cross images that are on the decals of the police cars. The police persona. Personnel have for a long time apparently in this little community put crosses on their cars. The clerk's office said the commissioner's court had agreed to do what they've been asked to do after they'd sort of rebuffed attempts earlier getting them to do them. Earlier, the governor of Texas had stood behind the sheriff's department for displaying the crosses. It's a horizontal, thin, blue line with another line. And the governor said it was part of U.S. historical practices. Really? I've never seen a police car in my life that had a cross on it. Am I missing something? Anybody else ever see a police car?
Well, I'm not going to see that in New York City, probably.
No, you sure?
No, I've never seen it. Yeah.
Jennifer, have you ever seen it? Police car with a cross on it? No.
Mm-mm.
So why do people do these sorts of things? Because they know they're wrong. You have to. Whoever put that cross on those cars had to have known that it was the wrong thing to do. So why do you do it? I don't get motivation. I believe in Jesus Christ. He's my Lord and Savior. Swell! So go to church on Sunday and profess that. But why are you putting a sticker on the car? We're a God-fearing land.
And what does it have to do with being a police officer?
Nothing.
Nothing, right.
But it is, it's a sort of in your face, it's one of those false symbols that people believe is going to make a difference.
Do you think we vilify people that have crosses on? I mean, would you think something, I think
sometimes,
wear a cross.
Yes.
I mean, because I wear a cross necklace a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, would you think something about me because you see that?
No.
No. No.
Not on your person.
Right.
Why would that? No, not on your person at all.
Yeah.
I'm not a big believer in organized commercial industrial religion, as you know, but I believe in a deity. I believe in God. The imperfected human looks to the perfected deity, the infinite intelligence, the force, whatever it is, for guidance, leadership.
I mean, I would agree that it's probably not the place to put stickers is on a police car. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's a vehicle of law. So
I
think any type of sticker probably doesn't need to be there. But I do think an added element to the story is that we do tend to vilify people that profess their faith in this country, whatever it might be. I mean, gosh, we do it all over the place, not just with Christianity.
Well, I do it because I find that most of the people that I've come across who wear it on their sleeve are not really worthy of any respect.
But that's not your judgment. I mean, that's
my judgment.
You know.
It's my judgment to make based on what my experience is. Somebody else may have a different judgment and a different feeling about it. But when I see the cross assessed, when I see a priest who's been charged with and convicted of raping a little boy wearing the cross, still practicing. I'm sorry.
It's hard. I just think religion should just be very personal.
Yes.
And a personal, if you're wearing a cross necklace or if you're wearing a Star of David necklace an evil eye or whatever. Whatever you're down with, I'm cool with. But it doesn't belong anywhere where government is and where taxpayers of all religions and faiths are paying into it.
And that isn't even, I don't even care about that. I just don't want somebody else in my face with their religion. Get out of my face with it. And so in this circumstance, Jennifer, or whatever she wears, there's probably nobody in this life who loves you more than I do. And I hope the feeling is mutual. We don't necessarily always have to agree with stuff that we do, but I have no problem with that. I don't.
I'm just saying it.
But it is a personal question. It's a good question. Nothing wrong with that question at all. It's a very good question. There's a difference between what you do to display your own professed belief versus what somebody is doing with a piece of property that I help pay for. It's none of your business.
There is room to argue about the separation of religion and church and state, essentially. There is room to argue that all day long, and that's okay. Even though we were a country founded under a Judeo-Christian set of beliefs. However, when it comes to, and you were so right about this, Dougie, when it comes to a private business, if you don't like it, you don't have to shop there, you don't have to eat there. Let the market dictate whether or not it's going to succeed.
And it's not even important. It's not important to some people, and it's very important to others. So
I want to know.
I mean,
my
this guy made his beliefs very, very public. So
it's okay.
Chick-fil-A has backed off of this now and said we have a new policy; everyone's included.
Yeah.
It started to hurt the business.
I want to know if their chickens are Christian.
I think it's great that they close on Sundays. What mainstream company still does that? I think it's great that they do that.
It's unfounded. It's unreasonable.
And I think it's great for the employees. I mean, how awesome to work there and be able to spend the weekend with your family. I mean, I see no problem with it. Even if you're not religious, just to have a family day is pretty cool.
Okay. 44 past the
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Every year, we hold the Wacky Warning Label Contest, and the person who finds the funniest common sense warning label in America wins a prize of $1,000. Over the years, we've seen some pretty hilarious labels, like the one on a motorized go-kart that warned, "This product moves when used," and a fishing lure with huge hooks that warned, "Harmful if swallowed." But did you know that the first wacky label we ever saw came from a Halloween costume? That's right. It was found on a Batman cape. It warned, "Cape does not enable user to fly." Let's be fair. We've had a lot of fun with that one. And when my own boys were young, they appeared on TV shows in France and Japan wearing that cape. The show's host asked why there are so many warnings about common sense things in America. The answer is that with all the frivolous lawsuits the product makers have to defend themselves against in the United States, the courts here can sometimes be even scarier than those Halloween costumes. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
The United States Postal Service knows holiday wish lists better than Santa himself.
Really?
Dear Santa, this year I've been really good. Like, really, really good. And that's why I'd like a hippo hat, hippo gloves, and hippo sunglasses. And maybe a hippo coloring book.
During the holidays, we deliver, especially when it comes to hippos. In fact, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. No matter what's on your wish list, our priority is you.
Jack Cashel is the author of this book in our focus, TWA 800. He has a PhD from Purdue, has written for lots of magazines, done a lot of investigating. When I saw this, it was so compelling to me, Jack, because I believe, and I've been saying this on the air for the 20 years since this happened, that this was nothing short of a cover-up. They never came out and said what the cause was. They didn't even really come out and say what it wasn't. I think I knew early on, or I felt very strongly very early on, about the laser story. What piqued your interest? Why did you decide to go down the street and check this out?
You know, Doug, I got started in an odd way, and that is I was in I live in Kansas City, which is the home of TWA historically.
Yep.
And I attended an event at which James Sanders spoke. He was the first reporter in on this to try to get at the truth, for which he and his wife Elizabeth were arrested and convicted of conspiracy, mm-hmm. as was the pilot who was their source within the investigation. And when I met Elizabeth, I said to myself, if the federal government is going to arrest someone this sweet, this kind, this nice, merely for introducing her husband, who's a reporter, to a pilot who's working the investigation, I thought, out there must be something more to this story than I had originally thought there was. And that's begun like a 15-year quest to get at the truth, and we're there.
What did you know or think about the FBI? I can see the guy's face, but I can't remember his name. Who was the lead investigator?
Jim Kallstrom.
Right.
Right. When he got to Long Island that night, and the FBI seized control of the investigation. They did it illegally, but at least they did it publicly. What I've since learned, and in fact I learned this only recently because we just unearthed a treasure trove of CIA documents, is that the CIA also got involved on day one, and in reality, they seized control of the investigation from the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what the CIA was doing involved in this is another story. I mean, it makes no sense other than to their role from day one, as the memos clearly show, was to discredit the 750 eyewitnesses who had spoken to the FBI.
And by the way, this event is what destroyed, along with Carl, what's his face?
Icahn.
Yeah. These two events destroyed what I believe was, for my money at the time, the best American airline, the greatest, the most traditional. I loved a TWA. And it really bothered me that all the things that happened to it happened the way they did. What was the most surprising thing that you learned?
I would say in the last 15 years, it's this. By the way, just for a quick recap, for those who don't know, this plane was shot down off the coast of Long Island.
Right.
And
so,
view of thousands of people.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so astonishing, the enormity of this cover up. I mean, just the very size of it.
Yeah. I talk about it so much, I forget the audience isn't as close to it as I am. So, yeah, TW-800 had taken off from JFK on its way to Paris. The plane had come in from Athens the day before. They turn them around, clean them up, put them up there, and they wanted to have you believe that the plane blew up because there was some spark next to the fuel tank, which was the biggest load of manure. I mean, there's things like that, and they just don't happen.
They never happened before, and they haven't happened since.
No.
Here's the most shocking thing, Doug, and that's a good question. And I'll walk you through this. In 1995, the Deputy Attorney General, Jamie Gorelick, wrote a memo called The Wall. It's often called Gorelick's Wall. That wall prevented the CIA and the FBI from collaborating on national security issues. So in 2004, before the 9/11 Commission, one person after another says, he's asked, why did we allow September 11th to happen? They said the FBI and the CIA couldn't cooperate because of the wall. As we know now, in 1996, Jamie Gorelick oversaw the collaboration of the FBI and the CIA on the subversion of the TW-800 investigation. In 97, she's rewarded for her performance with the most palm job in Washington, a job for which she has no experience. She's made vice chairman of Fannie Mae. Over the next 6 years, she'll make $25 million. Not bad for a lawyer with no experience.
Yeah.
In 2004, in an act of patriotism, she steps down to take a position on the 9/11 Commission. It's left for John Ashcroft at the end of the hearings to point out, he says, we've been talking about the wall for the last few weeks. It falls on me to tell you that the author of that wall memo is sitting on the 9/11 Commission.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not an inside job,
It was for the same reason, and that's why the information is so relevant today, because there are all kinds of cover-ups. The government has control of so much information, and that's, I think, one of the many things that comes out of this book. TWA-800, The Crash, The Cover-Up, and The Conspiracy, written by Jack Cashel. Information that I wanted you to have and hear, and that's why he was with us for this discussion, which will be podcast.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh, I want to 53 after the hour. It's travel time now on our get together, and in that position to help us with travel is Pauline Fromer from the Fromers.com website. Fromer's travel guides are something that is absolutely, positively mandatory when you're making travel plans. We're going to talk about some about the usual stories about where the travel bargains are, maybe an app or two, and my experience getting a known traveler number. That's up next here.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the king of speed. The first drag racer to top 300 miles per hour. His combined 69 victories in Top Fuel and Funny Cars places him second on the NHRA all-time list.
Farlane, the Bud King, Kenny Bernstein, at the track where he first went over 300 miles an hour. Kenny Bernstein gets the win.
So where is Kenny Bernstein now? As Kenny stepped back from driving, he continued as a team owner with his son, Brandon, continuing in the cockpit. Kenny's been a leader of the professional racing organization, a group of drivers, owners, and mechanics working on safety and prize money issues. At the end of the 2011 season, Kenny announced his full retirement as both an owner and a driver.
Everyone today, wherever we go, they say, there's Mr. 300.
Kenny Bernstein, still the king of drag racing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Today on App Check, Enchant U is a typical university. Date hot guys, shop for clothes, show off your hair. Hey, this is a chick app.
Ah.
Enchant U.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
55 past the hour. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at frommers.com. So I'm going tomorrow to Los Angeles, and I just got my boarding pass. And I was at the beginning. It says when you're entering in all the information, Pauline, your known traveler number. And I don't have mine yet, even though I got in line and decided I would get it because I haven't been getting TSA PreCheck. Most of the time I was getting it before, and then it seemed to stop. I noticed, Tom, that I don't have a known traveler number, but I still get TSA PreCheck, which is the first time I've gotten it without being in that group for a long, long time. So you just scratch your head and wonder, is there any rhyme or reason to this on either side? But you know as well as I do, lots and lots of people are opting to pay the tax. That's what I refer to. I think it's an $85 tax. And this whole thing has been contrived by the TSA or the government to get more money out of us. What do you say to that?
They've had problems. Unfortunately, they need to get the money out of us because Congress hasn't been giving it to them. And
well, they haven't been giving it to them.
But a lot of people wanted safer security at airports, so they're between a rock and a hard place, to my mind.
Yeah, but do we have, I think you and I have talked about this, and I don't want to make it a big debate. It's travel theater. It isn't that we really...
I disagree.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I mean, look at the facts. There have been no major attacks launched from an airport in the United States. Mm-hmm. Is that just a coincidence? You may think so. I don't.
Yeah. I see all of those bags that get through.
Other things.
When you go,
yeah,
you see all the bags
that
get through with the guns
system.
And knives and all that other stuff. I just think
it's not a perfect system. Obviously not. I mean, they've been underfunded by Congress since the very beginning. But what do you want? Do you want no system? Do you want privatized? The privatization hasn't worked in many areas. I'd rather have people there trying to check bags and trying to keep me safe than not.
I don't think we have an argument. I just like to have the people that are working there well-trained and efficient. I don't see that. I see lots of people standing around talking to each other and not efficiently working the lines. I know my own experience.
That's why you need to talk to your congressperson and say, we need to pay these people a good amount of money so that we can get better people. Right now, we're losing 100 TSA agents per week. It's such a lousy job because people treat them like the enemy and they're being badly paid. The 100 per week are quitting. So how do we keep a good trained force in place when you have that kind of attrition?
We don't have good management. Most government agencies are not well run for whatever the reason. We don't seem to find people.
The reason is lack of money. Yeah. You cannot have a well-trained force if you don't pay them well.
I think that management,
it's easy to underfund something and then say government doesn't work because it's not working. It's not working because it's underfunded.
All right. You and I can agree to disagree. It's okay. We're all friends. All right, Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer, Frommer's Travel Guys.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.